is one of four line dancing classes offered to seniors in the Burke and West Springfield neighborhoods in Fairfax County, Virginia. The weekly program is popular among the elderly residents with more than 60 participants in each class.
I love it. You know, I like to come. It's good for my to get some exercise. You know, it makes me happy. You know, it's good for my brain because I have to remember these steps.
This is just one of the activities that wasn't available in her neighborhood until 2 years ago, when Corazon Foley asked county officials to start a local senior center.
At first they said we couldn't do it because there was no money nor a staff. So I told them, well, what's the money for? And they said to build a center. I said, you don't have to build a center. We can just ask the churches and the other groups here with facilities to donate their facilities.
So the Burke West Springfield Senior Center Without Walls was created.
It's a senior center with programs but without a building. So therefore, it doesn't have walls.
Using facilities donated by churches, schools, libraries, and businesses, the virtual center offers a dozen programs and activities such as yoga, tai chi, book clubs, and computer classes. The nominal $5 fee participants pay for each 8-week class goes to the instructor.
What Facebook is doing is it's looking at mutual friends.
Annette DeVito says she always tries to learn new things.
And one of the main things was learning about Facebook, too. So that was the highlight for today.
Shirley DiBartolo says she and her husband enjoy square dancing and try not to miss a class.
Yes, I think the socialization is very good. We've made a lot of new friends, and we've been more active. It's make you get out because you're going to go to class.
John Cook, who is a member of the County Board of Supervisors, says the Senior Center Without Walls is a great example of how a public-private partnership can do what the government alone cannot.
County staff is actively involved, but it's also a program that's run by citizen volunteers, and that's a great combination to have.
The seniors' efforts in the creative partnership have been noticed. The group received a 2010 commitment award from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency for integrating smart growth and active aging, and an award this year from the National Association of Counties.
So when you help the seniors get better, you're helping the families and the whole community get better in that sense.
Foley also says seniors who stay physically active can help the nation address its health care crisis while having lots of fun. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.